Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Can you believe that it is Friday? Ooh, let me hit my sound effects board. There goes my sound effects board. Oh, going wild. I never pushed the extra. I just pushed the regular. Anyway, that's what happens when you supersize and you go through with your sound effects board. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And I don't know what kind of week that you've had, but you know, when you have a week like the week we've had, we praise the Lord come Friday.
Praise the Lord.
Can't take the joy out of our heart. Hallelujah. But, you know, we just want to thank you once again for tuning in to 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry. Don't move that dial. You're on the right station. And we're on from Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. You know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." Just want to give a shout out to our thousands of fans out there. But last night we had such a blessed time out at WCCC with our sisters from Ka'ala Cottage. We had Ka'ala last night. Aloha, thank you for tuning in. And like I said, no throw your slippers because that hurts my feelings when you're listening to me. But we had a wonderful time praising the name of Jesus last night and just relishing in the shadow of the memory of Christ the Pharai when they were there. And who knows, maybe Christmas time they come do something. We don't know about that, but we're going to pray about that and put that out there and put the seed and let it plant and let it be nurtured. Also want to give a big shout out to OCCC, going to be there tomorrow. I hope Module 18, you guys still listening, because I'm trying to get in there tomorrow. It's been a while. I haven't forgotten about you guys. I had this small thing called Convoy of Hope. But hallelujah, we're going to be in there tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, God willing, we're going to try and get back into Annex 1 and bless our brothers there. But, you know, just want to give a shout out to all of those that are behind the walls that are incarcerated and, you know, just listening to hear the good news of the gospel, because that's what we bring. We bring an encouraging word. We come not here to discourage you. We come here to encourage you. Come here not to put you down, but to lift you up with the word of Jesus. Hello. You know, we just want to be so grateful. I want to give a shout out to Mark Benson and his team at Honolulu Ford for making a dream a reality.
Hallelujah.
You know,
thank
go
you.
Down there. If you need a vehicle, man, go down there, check them out, see what they can do. It's going to be affordable. It's going to be reasonable. It's going to be comfortable. Hallelujah. I want to give a shout out to Salem Media for their continued support here. Leilani Williams and her crew. Wonderful, wonderful people to work with to building the kingdom, because we are kingdom builders.
Amen.
You know, we do have a website for those of you out there. And you know what's nice on the website is the programs that we've recorded are all listed on the website. And if you just click onto the link, it'll play the program right there on your computer. But if you have an iPod or an iPad or anything and you have podcasts, we actually are on the iTunes podcast. Believe that. It takes the foolish things of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you can go right there and you can download it automatically, so it's always there. So when you're working out or when you're out working or when you're just out and about and you want to hear an inspiring word from the Jesus book, hallelujah, you can hit the button right there. The button going to crank them up. And guess what? We're right back on the west side because that's God's side. Hello. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, you know, we're also on Google Feed Burner, but that's on the website. And the website address is www.freeinsideministry.org. No brain lapse there. It is freeinsideministry.org. For those of you still paddling in the wave of social media, we do have a Facebook page that is reaching 22 countries and 18 languages right now. We average anywhere between 16,000 to 27,000 hits a week from all over the world. But for your listening enjoyment and reading enjoyment, we keep it in English because we are in the United States. And that Facebook page name is Free Inside Ministry. Got a lot of pictures, got a lot of statements, got a lot of funny things in there and uplifting messages. Go there and check it out if you are on Facebook. Like the page. We like to see those numbers keep rising and rising.
Amen.
And for those of you who are interested in writing an email to tell me that you've heard the program, that you like the program, that you don't like the program, or maybe how the program's touched you or a loved one, that email address is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Free Inside Ministry at gmail.com. So just want to Give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters out there. I'm going to start all the way up in Wayava on Wednesday evenings, come back down into Halava Friday afternoon and the third Wednesdays of every month. Then we're going to hit FDC on Sundays. And then, of course, we have OCCC Monday evenings and then also on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. Then we come back at 6 p.m. And can't forget the Sunday with our FDC brothers. Now, when I do show up this Sunday, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Bula Eastman, Free Inside Ministry. Because it's been a while since we've been there, so you guys might have all shipped out already and be in L.A. or somewhere else, Oregon. But we're going to see.
Or home.
Hallelujah. Yeah, get out. Yes, praise the Lord. But whoever's there, I'll know because I'll be there with my buddy Jesus. I'm going to bring him with me Sunday. Amen. So hopefully we have some great times in chapel. And Lynn has a prior commitment. She has to go do something very important. And that's called her hair. But that's okay. We won't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. We'll tell anybody in the radio tonight. Promise there.
But I love you, brothers.
She'll be back next week when I do my hair. And flesh-colored hair is really interesting nowadays. But I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. You know, we just got to have the joy of the Lord. No matter, Amen. Know that you're going to have trials and tribulations. You know, you got to know that. Life doesn't get easier. It just gets tougher, but it's easier to understand why it gets tougher. Because you're standing for righteousness. You know, we made a decision a long time ago. We're going to die right than live wrong. Because, you know, I'm investing in eternity. I'm not going to invest in today. I'm investing in tomorrow. You see, we're kingdom builders. You know, whenever we have a chance to seed into ministries, you know, we're blessed to seed into our praise and worship ministry up in Wahiawa. And they got to go to the Planet Shakers concert. But more importantly, they got to go to the Planet Shakers workshop. And I saw a significant improvement, a difference. It's like the Holy Spirit grabbed them. Yes. They went to the conference on Saturday. They were there on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't believe what it is just because someone had an inspiring word. They had a new technique. They had a new thought process, a new paradigm shift. But a marked difference in our praise and worship team. Yes. And we're just blessed to give them that opportunity because someone's life was changed because of the investment Amen. That we made. You know, the other night some kids went bowling. We got able to invest that. And just think of all the fun and laughter they have at the bowling, but yet with the covering of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, and they would not understand the love of Jesus because maybe they couldn't afford to go and do the thing bowling. But, you know, there is some seed money planted so now they could enjoy that with other people that were believers and they could smile and laugh and not worry about anything. And just for that sliver of time, just for that brief moment, they could smile and enjoy and really have a good time with themselves. Amen? That's Amen. All about what we do. When you put your life on a yellow legal pad and you look at two things, on the left side, you draw a line right down the middle. On the left side is what is temporal, what is temporary, what is eventually going to break, what eventually is going to get broken, evaporate, erode, or just waste away. And on the other side is what lasts eternally, for eternity. Well, you think that it would be a pretty tough list, but it's not. Because on the right side is one thing that lasts forever, and that's salvation.
That's right.
Everything else is on the left. Everything else, your car, your house, even your family doesn't last forever. Your jewelry, all the bling bling, all the things, your job, the mortgage, the vacations. You try that one time. Figure what's going to be for temporary, what's going to be for eternal. And once you understand what your life looks like, you might have a different way of living. Knowing that what you do now is going to invest into the kingdom for tomorrow. For yourself, for your loved ones, for your family, and for your friends. Let's make a difference in the world together. Amen?
Amen.
But we want to get right into the word tonight. And I think Sister Lynn's going to be starting out. We're going to let her go. And then I'm going to leapfrog. That would be a sight if I could leap like one frog. Let's just say I'm going to come alongside her, and give you the Jesus book, the Jesus version. I want to give a shout out to some of our dear friends out there. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Gabe Ray's newlyweds doing the Lord's work. Hallelujah. And of course, a shout out to our straight up ministry brothers, Brother Shane, his lovely bride, Brother Moki, Brother Jay Puahi, and his lovely bride. And when we hear this tonight, it's going to be wonderful because I'm recording this early so we can eat dinner on time. So I know the crabs are running away right now because they know you guys are coming. They know my wife is coming. It might look like a crab, but could be on chicken wrapped up in foil.
Right.
We don't know.
Get ready.
But I told them, get ready. We got some crab pounders coming along tonight. So I know the crabs are scurrying. Scurrying, S-C-U-R-R-Y-I-N-G. Yeah, I get sound effects, I tell you. Come on, don't make like that. I never bring one crab from the Alawati. Ooh, better watch out. They better use some Lysol around and get plenty of crabs. But anyway, we're going to get right into the word. Hey, have some fun with Jesus tonight with us because you know what? No matter what happens, the two words that always comes out of my brother Jay's mouth, praise Jesus. Jay, your truck just in boss up, got into an accident. Praise Jesus. Hey, Jay, you're not going to get paid today. You're going to get paid on Tuesday. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, Jay, nobody here came here for listening to you preach. Praise Jesus. I love that, brother. But anyway, we're going to go to Sister Lynn right now. Then I'll come alongside with her in the Jesus book.
Amen. You know, my brothers and sisters, you know, today is Friday, and, you know, it's Aloha Friday.
Oh, just get into the room, baby. No, hit that button. No, hit that button. We got 19 more minutes. I got to have them hang on.
Well,
hang on, guys. We're going back.
It's all about, you know, as servants of the Lord, it's so nice to have the word encourage you, you know. And today we're going to be in 2 Timothy 4, and it starts off, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead? And in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you servants of the Lord, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministries. And my brothers and sisters, you know, this encourages me because it doesn't say life's going to be perfect as a servant of the Lord, but it does say preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. I mean, in the morning, in the afternoon, at work, not at work, at church, not in church, you know, and to do it with great patience and careful instruction. You know, careful instruction to me, you know, as a leader myself is, you know, never to do it in a way that is hurtful or, you know, and like God says, always protect your heart. So, Bula, why don't you give it to us in the Pigeon Bible?
All right. You know, I had to go over there, make a couple of burps and hiccups so I was ready. But, you know, I want to encourage people when we come and give the word in the Jesus book. It's not blasphemy. You know, the Bible is the authorized, inerrant, applicable, and inspired word of God. Okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
When God created the heavens and the earth, when he created everything that was, that is, and is to come, all living creatures before, now, and in the future, and every word that was spoken is being spoken now and will be spoken in the future, you have to understand that God can speak pidgin pretty good. God can speak pidgin better than your grandma down Lua Lua Le Home Road, down Waianae, or maybe Hakimo. He can speak pidgin better than anybody can because he created it. So that language is meant to empower us, to encourage us, because if you read the King James Version, I have nothing against the King James Version, new or old, but sometimes when you get the henceforth, the wherewith, the therefore, the thencewith, that's like a lot of with when you're talking, you can't understand what they're saying.
And he's not speaking tongues.
And yeah, that's not the Holy Spirit language. But, you know, sometimes get kind of confusing. Huh? So sometimes, you know, a small kid time, even old kid time, even now kind time, if you don't understand what you're reading, how often you can keep your foot in that book or your face or your nose? You're not, because you're going to get frustrated. And what happens when we get frustrated? We get upset. We use the P word. We get blank off. Then when you get blank off, you close the book, shut the book, put the doily on top, put the plastic over that and the Newsweek magazine, and you go do something else. So when we come with the Jesus book, it's meant to give you something that you can chew on, something you can understand.
Yes.
Something that we all understand. And God just wants you to understand what he's trying to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, we have 66 books with over 1,100 chapters and tens of thousands of words in the Bible, but we can translate it into three words. The whole thing, I can compress them, espresso, reduce them, whatever. God loves you.
Amen.
From the beginning to the end, the message of the Bible is God loves you. A lot of extra stuff in between, but just if you know that, you know a lot. But I'm going to be in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, right where Lynette was at. But we're going to check it out on the west side kind. And right now I'm telling you, serious kind for do all this stuff. Just like me and you stay standing in front of God and his special guy, Jesus Christ. Jesus, he the one that stay the judge for the people that stay alive. And the people that stay mock it too. I trust in you for do all this stuff because you know that Christ can come back and take over everything because he the king. So this is what you got to do. Tell everybody what God say.
Amen.
You got to be ready and go all out no matter if everything going good or bad.
That's right.
When anybody do bad kind stuff, tell them how come was bad and tell them they better stop. But you give them good kind words. For this, you got to stick with them guys for a long time, and you got to teach them good. You know, that time going to come when people are not going to listen to the people who, like, teach the solid kind stuff. They're going to do any kind how they like. That's why they're going to bring together more and more teacher guys, but only for teach them the kind stuff they like here. They're not going to listen to the true stuff, and they go the other way, but they're going to, like, listen to any kind makeup stories that not true. But you, Timothy, you got to stay cool head. No matter what happened, hang in there when you suffer. Do your job. Tell people the good kind stuff from God. Do all the kind stuff you're supposed to do because you one worker for God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, right there is some really pearls, gems that we can take out. You see, right now he's describing not what was happening then, but what's happening now in verse 3. You know, the time going to come when people are not going to listen to the people who, like, teach the solid kind stuff.
Yes.
You know, when people go to a church, and we love all churches, we support all churches because they're all building the kingdom. But sometimes when you go to a church and you're more concerned about getting a shave ice or an iced latte after church than you are about coming to the altar to repent and to live a better life respectful of our Lord Jesus Christ, there might be a situation going on there. You see, we can confess all we want, and confession is good, but nothing changes. Change happens when you repent. And your life doesn't go 360 because geometrically, we all know that if we were to go from point A to point B 360 degrees, we're still in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
What we want is to go 180 degrees. So where we're going down that path of destruction, that path of addiction, that path of alcoholism, that path of rejection,
that path
where the devil's playing with your mind,
that's right.
That path of low self-esteem, that path of bitterness, path of anger,
mm-hmm.
That path of unforgiveness,
that's right.
That path of offense. Ooh, that's a good one, offense.
Yeah, offense.
Once we go down that path, we have to make a conscious choice to go 180 degrees, which for those of you geometrically that never go private school but made it through ninth grade public school, 180 degrees is going the other way.
About face.
About face. For you military brats out there like my lovely bride, about, you know, you watch the army movies, about face. You know, they're not talking about your face. They're telling you for return, dude. There's another
That's
command
right.
for those of you because I was in the Kamehameha Schools, JROTC program. When they say, to the rear, march. That's a better one, to the rear. That means where you was going before, you go the other way and you go march. It's to the rear, march. It's about
right.
face. It's about turning around from what you were doing, what you were thinking, what you were saying.
Fast.
Repenting and going the other way.
That's right.
That's when you experience a life change. Otherwise, if we keep confessing and going down that path, what are we doing? We're just talking story and keep doing the same trips.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed except you're getting deeper and deeper into the snare that the devil has entwined around your life.
The bait.
You've bitten the bait of the devil.
Yes.
And the devil can put that bait in the most attractive form. Hey, okay, give you an example, okay? And this is just being straight up because I love straight up ministry. How many times any of you guys, besides myself, okay, I stay raising my hand, but you kind of see me. How many of you guys ever went on one diet, okay? So we go on this diet, and then all of a sudden, your so-called friends, you're going zippies, eating like the chef salad with lemon juice dressing, water with ice, nothing else. And you're eating this wonderful green salad with all these wonderful looking vegetables, lemon dressing, because no more calories. And then your friend goes, hey, you like the chocolate shake or what? You like the banana
apple
split?
Apple.
It's on apple and apple. It's like on fruit. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing you're suffering, trying to take care of your temple. I mean, when's the last time you saw a 300-pound rabbit? Well, you get guys out there, they're eating like one rabbit. But all of a sudden, oh, it's only one bite. It's only the brownie a la mode like you had last night at Capole Denny's with the whipped cream and the crazy nuts. It's not really that big. That's not the point. To me, that's demonic. That's the devil. We're trying to do good, and all of a sudden, it looks so attractive. It tastes so much better. But we know what to do, but we don't do what we know. Because then we just hammer the salad and go, yeah.
What's just one.
What's one brownie and one scoop ice cream going to do?
Just one.
Or nothing. But you've been doing that for 33 years, bro. Come on. That go do something to yourself. You keep pounding your head with a hammer. Something going to happen after 33 years. But, you know, that's just real. That's just real. Sometimes we have to go it out so we know what it's like to be about the work of our Lord. Amen? Because he went without a lot of stuff just to finish what his destiny was. But you see, in 2 Timothy, it's just great instructions. It's great encouraging words for those of us that are going through battles. And no matter what your battle is, you got to realize that Jesus Christ went through the same thing that you did. Oh, well, Jesus, you never get fired from his job. I've been fired 3 times. No, he didn't get fired from his job 3 times. Because he didn't work. He didn't work till he was old enough. You know, he did the work of his father. He didn't start his ministry till he was 33. But you see, what Jesus did deal with, which we deal with all the time, is rejection.
Yes.
He dealt with the rejection of his own people. His rejection wasn't just the kind where they ice him out, cold shoulder, no talk story with him, no call him, no text him, no Facebook him, nothing. No, his rejection was they killed him. That's how bad his rejection was. They turned themselves over to him. And they rejected him. They put him on the cross and they killed him. And you see, that's what happens to Jesus. But he's gone. He came down from the heavens to be incarnate, flesh incarnate.
He was prepared.
He was prepared. You know, it's like our sister Dawn O'Brien on 95.5, our sister station 95.5. She always says this is a good one because, you know, she's a smart girl. Although she came from Hilo, she's doing all right, okay? Don't let her... Don't let that connect fool you. She's doing all right.
Amen.
She get all the pala-pala from the school for make sure she's very masterful in what she does because she has a master's in communication. But anyway, she always says, don't be scared. Be prepared. You know, it's just like, you know, when you're playing football at a coach. You know, you ever see the NFL coaches? They have a contingency plan for everything. If it starts raining, if it starts snowing, if the football blow up, they all have plans. They have options. So they're never scared. They're prepared. And they're prepared. It's just like, I'm going to give you an example. How come we always got to memorize scripture? How come we always got to do this? Nobody else does this anymore. Well, you know why we do that? You know why we have to pound scripture? It's just like when Vince Lombardi was coaching and he'd make them run the same play for 2 hours. It's a very basic play, fullback dive off the tackle. And they would do that so they'd have their steps down. And he said, the reason we keep doing this is so that you don't think, you just do. Because when pressure comes, when it's the last play of the game and we need this to win the game, when it's the Super Bowl, when it's snowing, when the crowd is yelling so loud, you can't hear yourself think, you don't have a chance to think, you just got to do. It's got to be second nature where you just react. So when we have prepared ourselves for the battle against the enemy by guarding us up with the spirit of the word, with the sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth and gospel shoes on our feet.
That's right.
We go into battle because we're prepared to battle the enemy.
In and out of season.
In and out of season. You got to be ready. That's why, you know the relief pitchers that come in baseball? You think they're only goofing off in the bullpen. Hey, at the snap of the finger, bro, you in. This guy's getting blown up. They got to warm up. But mentally, they have to be prepared that they could be called at any time. They might not play for 4 or 5 games, but you know what? When the head coach calls, snap, brother, we got to go. Throw your 12 pitches. Warm that arm up. You got to save us. Are you ready? So those relief pitchers, even though they're chewing sunflower seeds and looking like gangly idiots out there, they're always ready because when they get called to battle, they kind of say, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. No, that's their job. They got to be ready. Just like the movie 300, right? Spartans! Oh, I didn't know we brought them guys too today. Hallelujah. I wonder the studio getting crowded.
Who's that big one behind you?
Yeah, I don't know. Leonidas, how you doing, bro? Love the outfit, boo. Love your abs. But, you know, we have joy in the Lord.
Amen.
You cannot take the joy of the Lord. And even though, you see, like I always say, my brothers and my sisters, even though the world stay upside down, with Jesus inside you, right side up.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, the world can be upside down, but if we get Jesus, we're standing right side up.
Thank you, Lord.
Do not let the chaos of the world override the calmness of your soul.
Oh, yes.
Because the world is in chaos. Hey, look at everything going on in the world today. Shutting down embassies, taking the Americans out of foreign countries, everybody going nuts. Don't let that override the calmness in your soul because God is still in control.
He is.
You know, maybe things aren't going too good. Maybe you lose a couple bucks short this month. Maybe the rents they do. Maybe bill collectors calling. Maybe you never get on job yet. Maybe the kid's school is due or you got to do all this and that. God's still in control.
That's right.
You know, you're going to praise him in a storm or you're going to get angry at him. God, how can you make me go through this? Say, God, thank you for this opportunity. Sometimes when we go through tough times, we become tougher inside. Sometimes when we go through tough times and we know who our source is, That's where all our resources come from.
Yes.
I sound like Scooby-Doo, eh? All our resources come from. You know, when you get to the end of your resources, you know your resources. Charity, I'm trying to do that to wake you up. I want to give a shout-out to Misha and the kids out there. That's why I did the Scooby-Doo. But, you know, sometimes when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot. Hang on. God ain't through with you yet.
Fight See, God, the good fight.
God ain't going to bless no mess. You guys got to know that.
That's right.
You know, oh, God, help me. I'm in trouble. Oh, Lord, help me. See, I'm going to talk to you real briefly before we come to a close. How many of us want to live glory to glory? You want to live from miracle to miracle? I think a lot of us do. But we're stuck in living sorry to sorry. Oh. What you talking about, Bula? This is a lot of us. We live like this. And I used to live like this, too. Oh, God, I'm sorry I went out and got loaded. Oh, God, I'm sorry I never go work today. Oh, God, I'm sorry I watch football and never go to church. Mm. Oh, God, I'm sorry I never go to my cell group meeting. Uh-oh. Oh, God, I'm sorry I never go to my net group. Oh, God, I'm sorry when I argue with my wife. You see how that sorry is?
Oh, yeah.
That's nothing. That's rubbish. That's garbage because that's a choice, what you did. You choose to do that. But when you live glory to glory, you go from miracle to miracle.
Prepared.
Because you're prepared. And no matter what happens, even in a storm, praise Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. It might be raining outside, but the sun's shining inside your soul.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Because you got to realize at the end of the book, I read the end of the Bible, you know, a couple hundred times. We win. I guarantee we win, bro. Son, all in, guarantee win.
That's
we get the victory. Now, that doesn't mean we got to go through a couple Super Bowls upside down while we're going through there. We are. We're going through a couple Super Bowls, a couple World Series, a couple NBA playoffs. We're getting all bounced around, getting cracks left and right. But in the end, we may be all bossed up, but we win. We win. It's like God hit the home run already, but we got to touch the bases. But you know what the beauty of that is? I was talking with Pastor Barry Noone about that today. He hit the home run. You know what that means? We get to walk around the bases, and we get to enjoy it because the home run's been hit. But if all you're doing is hitting singles, you got to run pretty fast against Speedy Gonzalez because somebody might throw you out. But if somebody didn't hit the home run, nobody catches that bugger. He's gone. Officially, home run, out of the park. Now just touch the bases. The Lord has hit the home run for you in your life. Just touch the bases. Be obedient. Run down the base path. Touch the base. And like everything else, come home. Come Amen. Home to our Father Jesus Christ. Think about baseball, not football. God won't crack on home run, but you're the designated runner. All I'm going to tell you is, touch the bases. I got this one. We're coming home. God's looking for you out there. You know, if you get a chance tonight, just want to give you the opportunity. Talk to Abba Father tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Talk to him. Let him know how your day is. You know, going to have the weekend. We're not going to hear you guys or see you guys till Monday. Be blessed. Know that you're too blessed to be stressed. But know that God don't bless no mess. Let's get it together. Talk to Abba Father. Love on him. He wants to hear your voice. Till Monday. All we hope.
Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.